Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, it's Robert A. Wilson, and I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner. And tonight's radio show is I Stopped Existing Because I Stopped Resisting. And I stopped resisting hearing the wisdom within myself. And that is the thing. We exist because we resist. And we resist our own talents is what we resist the most. You know? So as I move forward through this, and this is a big expansion for me, and it allows me to move forward because I quit trying to exist in today's society. And that's what I did. And it's really about freeing myself from all the good of my life, because we resist good because we've never been taught good. We've never been taught wealth and success and the splendor of life. We've always been caught up in what other people thought we should do and how we should do it. And that is what I have been going through now. Because it's really about stopping the flip-flopping around and start listening to my dreams and my daring reveries that are inside me. It's the revelations that will expand me. And everything else is there to control me. People love controlling others' people through doubts and ridicule. They want to ridicule you to make our doubts sound alive and well. And that's what resisting is. We resist hearing our dynamic inner self. We just resist all the divine good of ourselves because it is easier to sleaze around in the despair of life, because we actually understand despair more than we understand the flare of life. And that is something I understand a lot, because I bought into all the rat-a-tat crap everybody said. But I've expanded out of it now because I stopped trying to be like everybody else. And it's all right to be different. It's all right to have fortitude and forthright, bright lights shine out of you. But here's the thing. People in this world today are basically too pansies and scared of somebody that stands up for themselves. Since the beginning of time, people have stood up against the regimes, the slime of the regimes in power, they've been ridiculed and made fun of. And I now realize that is me. Even though I try to say it, it's not me, it's me. And that is something I do, I've done, always will do. Don't mean to do it, but I just do it. Because I taught myself to do it. And that is the thing. Everything you dislike about your life, you taught yourself. And when you can admit you taught yourself, you can open up the newness of life and the grandeur of life. And you become unstuck in the muck of making fun of yourself and being stuck in the ridicule of life, and open up the flare of forthright lure, ascending internal revelations. And you become the revolutionary luminary in your life. You are the VIP of your life. And you really can let go of just existing and getting through life and thinking life is this is all there is. Well, life is a luminous intra-flare energizing geysers of gist and gusto within ourselves. How are we afraid of the gusto of life? That is the question. How am I afraid of the gusto? Because we've never been taught the gusto. And when something good happens, we always are ready for the bad. Well, the good, the bad, the unsavory is going to occur because it needs to expand. We can't stay where we're at because our spirit will never settle. The human side accepts. The spirit side sasses life with a stupendous, audacious, superstar savvy that's like the star. It's always there's always a guidance within ourselves. How's our intrinsic fortitude, our guiding light? How are some people never meant to be controlled? Yet we are controlled, and we stay inside the control. I know I'm stuck there because I do it. Am I expanding out of it? Yes. But am I willing to really expand and energize the wise within me and really geyser that gut gusto to say presto, and here's a magic time of my life. And that is the freedom to see the now. Because the world has been taught the past is where we live. But it's really not. Because we live in the now. Even though we try to learn history and all that, because history never changes. So if we never change, if history never changes, how are we stuck in the pain of change and still stuck in the muck, in the mock mediocrity of our own abilities? So as I talk forward in walk of wisdom, I willfully invigorate sassy determination, opening myself to my stupendous eternal life forevermore. It's really we can stop being stuck in the mediocrity of ourselves. How are we stuck in the mediocrity of ourselves? And that's where we stay, is in the mediocrity. Because to step up into our self splendor, we're gonna fall and skin ourselves up, because we have to clear the cobwebs of dread out of ourselves and the embedded ick that we put in there. Everything that's embedded in you negative, I taught myself. I now admit that. And so that allows me to understand, to expand my life. I will discharge the barrage of BS within myself, opening up a far-sighted fervor energy. Expanding Newman, effrontery, resolve, galvanizing Yazapazaz that dazzles me and the world, because people fear people that are uninhibited, because they want people that are controlled and live inside the box of whatever society tells us, and that's where we stay stuck. So as I walk forward in life, I allow myself the freedoms of who I am. And I am infinite, autonomous, mystical spirit. How are we a mysterious spirit trying to fit into a self-taught, society? Because we try to teach ourselves, if I go outside of this, I'll always be unsafe. I'll never be safe, and I want to be safe. But how is safe the chiding of your life? How's your comfort zone always chiding you to expand or go do something or have fun or enjoy life, and you stay sitting on the couch of ouch? I know I have, and I know I probably still am. But it's willing to be the powerhouse of prowess that allows you to expand through life, because you are the supercharged celestial will. You are the supercharged warrior of your life. However, supercharged means you're going to get caught in a barrage of whatever's hiding within you, because when you supercharge it, all the negativity and all the drain pain, all the pain you've hidden yourself is going to drain through inspiration and aspiration. We stop being resisting, because we resist to exist. And when we stop existing, we excite the Xanadu, seeing internal splendor today. And as we stop this, we quit being the twit of our life. And we start being the wise, enterprising seer of who we are. And we really allow ourselves the fun of life rather than the dread of life. But so to move forward through this and onward and upward and just into a new frontier of debonair flair, I let go of that existence and I stop resisting listening to my own bliss that's inside. And the bliss is a bold, lively, intrepid, sovereign sass that kicks the crass right out of my life. You know, we got to give the boot to the snootiness in us, you know, and open up the bold, omnipotent self in there. But what do we feel when I say I exist to resist? I exist because I resist. What is it you're willing to understand, admit you're resisting? I'm admitting I resist the good in me and the grandeur of me, because I become locked and blocked in yesterday. So the freedoms of today are my heydays of life. So what is a heyday? That's just a heaven on earth experience. Quit trying to fit in and quit trying to think material chattels are the way of life, and open up to the spiritual splendor that's within us and realize the leisure of life is quitting resisting the bliss of life. Because to understand the bliss, you gotta let go of other things. You know, to understand and expand of the outcome, things are going to leave, and it's our attachment to the material world that sabotages the spiritual world, the spiritual cosmos that's within us. And when I say cosmos, that's celebrating openly, seeing mystical opulence, stimulating my innate talents to expand of life. So where do we become? Where did I become afraid of life and I'm unwilling to admit it? Where did I become afraid of the splendor of life? Because splendor is my adventurous ardor soaring through the universe with roaring revolutionary resolve to evolve. How are we afraid to evolve out of yesterday and be of the now? Because the now is a new optimizing willpower that allows me to enjoy life. So where am I afraid to enjoy life? Because life is going to teach me things I've never done before. But am I willing to expand through it, to understand it, to utilize the whys of myself and the world and the universe to really open my eyes to the flare of my debonair daredevilry, frees me to feel rich every day, expanding me, myself, and I to fly. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, a published author, and my books are available at amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. And at howdidIteachmyselffear.com and at my website, mycowboywisdom.com. And with that, I'm going to wish you a good weekend, and we'll see you next Monday. Whoa.